This is the Bison Rewind, sponsored by Essentia Health.
We're gonna win. Don't wanna be a loser, gonna win. Cause winning really is the only thing.
Hannon takes the snap, blitzed, and sacked back at the 13-yard line. Throws right side, caught by Smith, sprinting at the 40, right side line at the 30, and high steps his way out of bounds at the 28-yard line. It's hard to tackle somebody you can't see.
We take your calls. We talk it over with the coaches, the players, and the fans on Bison Rewind.
Love that.
Gotta love it, man.
Here we go.
Now, the host of Bison Rewind, Ryan Gellner.
Bison win it 38-7. Bison Rewind show. We go live to the press conference. Brock Jensen at the mic.
You start swinging him around. I mean, is that just sort of, you know, with the years of confidence that you have now, I mean, does it make it that much easier?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of weapons on offense, and to use them in different ways and just change it up and keep the defense guessing is the best way to operate, and that's what we've tried to do this year.
Anything else for Brock? That was Brock Jensen live from the press conference, the winning quarterback for North Dakota State University. Bison win 38-7. This is the Bison Rewind show. Let's try that again as we come out of the press conference. Now into the team room, Norm Bell joins us. Gene Taylor will be along in just a few minutes. North Dakota State wins at final score 38-7. The Bison move on. They will play Coastal Carolina next week. That game will be Friday or Saturday. And we will know whether the Bison play Coastal Carolina on a Friday or a Saturday very shortly here. We'll find that out tonight, and we'll pass that along on the mighty 790 KFGO to see who the Bison play. It took a while, Norm, but it was an impressive win for NDSU.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe that they were only up 10-7. They had the potential to be down 14-10. I mean, yeah, 14-10 at the half, but they came out in the second half firing on all cylinders.
A couple huge defensive stops for NDSU. They had the one in the second quarter that really seemed to turn the tide in this football game. They capitalized on that with a 99-yard drive, the big pitch and catch to what up, Zach Vrah down the sideline. And, man, the Bison defense, when they had to play well, played really well.
That they did. And, you know, I thought, you go down to the goal line and not get points out of it, and then the next team comes up and goes 99 yards on you for a score. I thought that would take the wind out of Furman, but they fought back and came back with a scoring drive of their own.
North Dakota State wins this football game. They move on in the FCS playoffs. We've got the athletic director, Gene Taylor, coming, and your phone calls. We'll do that next. 237-5948. When we come back, your phone calls and the athletic director, Gene Taylor, next on the mighty 790 KFGO.
The tight end, Cameron Mason, on the right. Stomping his right leg to the turf once and out twice. Hannon takes the snap, blitzed, and sacked back at the 13-yard line.
Bison win it. We are back on the Bison Rewind Show, and it's brought to you by Essentia Health. The athletic director, Gene Taylor, is here. But first, Cody's been on hold for about 5 minutes. Welcome to the show, Cody.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
Good.
You know, I was happy. That was a great game. I was very impressed with Shepard and the way Esley played. You know, that heart, that hit on the, I think it was like the 3-yard line. You could just hear that when Esley just hit the running back. That was a slobber knocker. I was impressed by the adjustments Bowl and the team did in the second half. That it seemed like it was a totally different team, and like it just seemed like they were kind of, I wouldn't say rusty or flat, but it just seemed like they were just, it just wasn't the Bison in that first half. But Brock wasn't hitting his receivers. Yep. I think he could have had almost 2 interceptions in that first half. But I was impressed. I was happy we got the victory, and it's the Bison we thought we were. Second half team.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Cody. It was certainly a tale of two different halves for North Dakota State. And Brock and the entire offense, and defense for that matter, was just a little out of their groove in the first half, but really got things going. The adjustments North Dakota State's coaches make at the half are unbelievable. And we were talking about that on press row. I sit by Norm Bell, a couple other folks from KFGO. We're talking about, you know, if this continues in the second half, we're worried, but let's make the adjustments. We bring in the athletic director, Gene Taylor. Now, Gene, congratulations on another playoff win. Your team is headed on to the third round of the FCS playoffs. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ryan. I thought the coaches, like you said, really made some nice adjustments in the second half like they always do. Kids played really hard. That was a good team out there. They came out the first half and played extremely well and made some plays, and they're a pretty impressive team for a team with 2,500 students, so they played really hard.
237-5948, more of your calls. Go ahead and line those calls up. We just have Gene for a minute or two to talk about playoff tickets and about whether this game will be Friday or Saturday. One of those things I know you know, that is the ticket situation. You do not know whether it will be Friday or Saturday, but that doesn't change when tickets go on sale for next weekend's football game, whether it be Friday or Saturday, Gene.
That's correct. The ticket office will open up at noon tomorrow. They'll be open from 12 to 5. Tickets will be online or dial in at 888-231-NDSU. Season ticket holders have until 5 p.m. Tuesday to claim their tickets, and anything unclaimed on that will go to sale to the general public. And whatever unclaimed season tickets will be on sale, the students, I think, can start picking theirs up on Monday as well. So
those are $5
students? $5 for the students, $35 sidelines, and then we'll go from there. But like I said, tomorrow at noon, get online, and whether we play Friday or Saturday doesn't affect, like you said, the ticket sales dates.
So noon tomorrow, and you can dial the Bison ticket office number, 231-NDSU. You can get them online at GoBison.com. You can stop at the ticket office starting at noon tomorrow. And then those that have season tickets, and this hasn't changed in years past, they can pick those up until Tuesday at 5. And if you haven't picked them up, they then go on sale to the general public starting Tuesday at 5:01.
That's, well, probably, yeah, online. I guess you could do it online Tuesday evening and then in the office Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock.
Okay. And we will not know if the Bison have a Friday home game or a Saturday home game until later tonight. Explain that, if you would.
Yeah, the NCAA has a conference call tonight with ESPN starting at 11 o'clock Eastern, so it'll be shortly after that that they'll figure out the TV times and who's playing when. And it'll be on NCAA.org sometime around 10 o'clock or so Central Time. So I asked if I'd get a call. They said no, they're just to check the website, so everybody will probably know about the same time. We are planning for a Friday game. Obviously, with Montana losing, that may change things a little bit, but we'll see how it goes. But I'd be surprised if we're not Friday night, but if not, that's okay too.
Friday night is a 7 o'clock Central. Let me double-check that and make sure that's a Central time. Do you know if that's a Central time?
Typically, they're all listed Eastern time.
Eastern.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's a Friday evening game,
yeah.
And that will be on ESPN2. Saturday's game could be an 11 a.m. game, and that game would be on ESPN.
That would be a hard, yes, that would be on regular ESPN. So an early morning game on Saturday if we play, so if we're on the TV. So that'll be an interesting.
Do you get the sense that no matter where you're at, I assume you'd be disappointed with what you've done the last couple of years, how ESPN has treated you the last year or so. I would assume you would be disappointed if you didn't have an ESPN game.
Yeah, I would assume that, you know, with the kind of team we have and the coverage we've been getting from ESPN, I'm assuming they'd try to put us on one of those, either Friday night or Saturday game. But, again, a lot of that happens on the matchups and times and who's playing where and when that they kind of figure that out. So
okay, these are Central times.
They are
so
Central
Friday,
times.
December 13th at 7 o'clock on ESPN2 or Saturday, December 14th, 11 a.m. local time on ESPN. It could also be a time later in the day on Saturday, although we certainly would not expect that. We'd expect an ESPN2 or ESPN game, whether it be Friday or Saturday. We'll find out tonight, 10 o'clock on
NCAA.org.
NCAA.org. Gene, I appreciate it. Thank you. Good luck next week. We'll do this all over again.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bison win, and we continue on the telephone now, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. I see that Tom has a question for Gene Taylor, but Gene has walked away. If I could relay it, I will. Tom, what's your question?
Well, I just want to congratulate the Bison and Gene Taylor and Coach Bull and, of course, all the players. Great win today against a pretty darn good team. Furman, pretty impressive, especially in the first half. Kind of reminded me of Wofford a little bit last year. So, great place to play in today. Man, it was cold outside. Would have been pretty miserable in Dakota Field.
Oh, it certainly would have.
I can't believe Coastal went up to Montana and won that game. It was 15 below in Billings at noon.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Wind chill was 15 below in Billings, and Coastal Carolina goes there, gets a win. Coastal Carolina just a couple of minutes away from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and then they go to Missoula where it was freezing cold and pick up a win there. It tells you what kind of heart that team has. Let's continue on the phone lines. Norm Bell is back with us now. 237-5948. More phone calls. The Bison are moving on. We go with Randy in West Fargo. Hi, Randy.
Hey, yeah, it was a little scary in the first half watching Furman move the ball the way they did. But on the second half, like you said, the adjustments that they made are unbelievable. And my hat's off to the Bison. They really have a great coaching staff. You know?
I'm with you, Randy. That adjustment period was awesome at halftime. A total different than the first half.
And, you know, they have a good team. Furman had a good team. They came here and played well in the first half, you know, and even the second half. But I meant the only way the Bison are going to get beat, if they beat themselves. I meant unless, you know, a team really comes out smoking hot. But I meant that's the way so.
No, I think you got it. That's a good phone call, Randy. Appreciate the call. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We continue to the phone lines and go to Lee in Lincoln. Lee, what's up?
Hi, Ryan. Say, we're just heading home from the game, and we're talking about these visiting teams as far as covering expenses and so forth. Do you know how the gate is split, and is there special allowances made for these traveling teams when they come in, or all just hang up and listen?
Yeah, good question. The NCAA, and we've talked with Gene Taylor about that before, the NCAA does have some sort of a formula where they go in and make some adjustments as far as flights and hotels and things like that. So there is a little bit of aid, especially with the airplane cost when flying to some of these games. There is a limited number of seats and things like that that the school has to abide by. But the NCAA does help. In defraying some of those costs. As far as the gate goes, I think it's a 100% to the home team because you bid on that process. So the gate that they get at the Fargo Dome belongs here to the Fargo Dome and their portion, and then North Dakota State obviously gets their portion, and I'm sure NCAA gets a cut of that as well. But I do not believe that Furman goes away with any sort of a paycheck other than some reimbursement of costs, and that goes from the NCAA.
Well, don't they get something for advancing in the playoffs? Each week you advance in the playoffs, you make, you know,
some kind of a base amount,
which
I believe goes towards travel per diem.
Really?
Those sorts of things towards the school. I don't know that this – and that's a good question. We'll pose that to Gene. I'm not sure that the school banks any of that money. One more, 237-5948, Bison Rewind Show, brought to you by Essentia Health. Bison win. They move on. Speaking of winners, here's Maury in West Fargo.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
See, a couple of things as far as the defense. Boy, I tell you, they really stepped up in the second half. And what do you guys think about this offense coming in here? I think they're actually throwing the football a lot. Do you think that the defensive backfield can hold up? And we'll let you guys comment on it. Thank you.
Coastal Carolina is actually more of a line-up and smash-in-the-mouth type of team, a running team, and I think that's why they fared so well at Montana, because Montana likes to throw the ball, and negative temperatures doesn't really allow you to be as precise as you need to be when you're throwing the ball. Yeah, I think, you know, teams know that if they get over the top, they can really get at NDSU, but it's just a matter of that defensive line getting in there and getting pressure on the quarterback, which they started to do in the second half. You notice they ran, you know, multiple blitzes and any way to get some pressure on him to make him hurry and throw the ball as opposed to have the opportunity to sit back there and pick up, you know, one of those athletic receivers.
They were picking on the sophomore from Savage, Minnesota, C.J. Smith, time and time again. You know that showed up on tape. You know the Bison are going to see number six picked on again, if not next week, the week after. Somebody's going to see that and go, hmm.
Yeah, but you have to have the caliber receiver that that number four was to be able to do that.
Bison Rewind Show continues on the Mighty 790 KFGO. NDSU wins. We'll talk more about Coastal Carolina, your thoughts on this football game, and more. Bison Rewind Show brought to you by Essentia Health on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
And back in, turns and hands it off. Anderson plants it at the 1 yard line. He's not in.
Is that Esley Thornton?
Yeah. Wow. Esley Thornton came flying in and leveled the running back Marcus Anderson.
Good job by Cody picking up on that very play right there early on the Bison Rewind Show. Bison win it 38-7. They move on. North Dakota State 38, Furman 7. The Bison roll up 516 total yards, 267 rushing, 249 passing. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We will go back to the phone line in just a second, but first let's dance around the scoreboard so you know what's up. Coastal Carolina will be coming to Fargo next week. They get by number 8 Montana today. How about that? Going to Montana and winning in some chilly conditions, 42-35. New Hampshire has defeated Maine, the number 5 team, also in this bracket. New Hampshire wins it 41-27. It's a mild upset, although New Hampshire had defeated Maine earlier in the season, so New Hampshire moves on in this side of the bracket. The other game on this side of the bracket is Southeastern Louisiana and Sam Houston State University. Those two teams kick off in just a little bit, in fact, in 30 minutes. That fills out this side of the bracket. South Dakota State is in the opposite bracket from North Dakota State, and it looks like the season is going to come to an end for the Jackrabbits. They trail right now at Eastern Washington 41-17 late in the fourth quarter. Eastern Washington looks like they'll get by South Dakota State pretty easily. McNeese State and Jacksonville State are just underway. Jacksonville State leads at 7-0. That's in the first quarter. Towson, the number 7 team, gets a 48-28 win over Fordham, so Towson moves on. And then Eastern Illinois, the second-ranked team in the nation, absolutely hammers Tennessee State 51-10. The final score, Jimmy Garoppolo, we'll look at his numbers in just a little bit, but he leads Eastern 51-10, the final there. Garoppolo passed for 240 yards and 3 touchdowns in that football game. Later in this show, we will tell you a little bit more about Coastal Carolina. But for right now, it's back to the phone lines. Norm and Ryan on the Bison Rewind, brought to you by Essentia Health. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Here is Bruce in Fargo. Hi, Bruce.
Hey. Hey, I got a comment and then a clarification. I am so happy for Marcus Williams to come off the injury list and get that interception and touchdown.
Yeah.
It just made my heart pound for him.
Yeah, he has been a guy that has played with a lot of injuries this year, more injuries than fans know, and he got a big one in that football game. It certainly sealed the deal, Norm.
Yeah, you know, he deserved it, man. He deserved it. He deserved to give the fans, if this, you know, if that's his last pick six of his career at NDSU, he deserved it.
Yeah, it was very a fun one. It went, 61 yards to the house.
And that also gave him the record, FCS record.
7 touchdowns returned for Marcus Williams. It's the most ever in FCS football. Congratulations to him. 21 interceptions for Marcus Williams in a Bison uniform.
Wow. Who would ever question him?
A lot of people have. And Marcus gets the final dagger. 237-5948. We continue. Here's Matt in Moorhead. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Hey, great game for the Bison today. But it was only the second game I've been able to attend this year, but I noticed the visiting team did not come out for the national anthem in both games I attended this year, including today. When do they start or stop doing that? What's that all about?
Yeah, it's pretty common, unfortunately, and I'm with you, Matt. The visitors And I don't know if it's a situation here because I'm trying to think back of the road games at NDSU, and I think most of the time they are in the locker room as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do, I think, with the starting lineup of the other team. In North Dakota State, they have the tunnel walk, and there's something about the other team not wanting to be out and see all the lights go down and all of those things, and the only way to secure that is to keep you in the locker room until the very last second. And nobody makes you come out for the national anthem anymore. So that, unfortunately, is kind of a thing of the past. How about you, Norm? When you played at Tulane, were you out for the national anthem?
When you go into a hostile environment, you sometimes want to keep your kids inside the locker room, you know, and not let them see all the hoopla that goes on with the team entrance and so on and so forth. Yeah, I do remember times we missed the national anthem for whatever reason. But, yeah, it's when you come into a hostile environment, especially you're the underdog, you don't necessarily want to partake in that. Just keep your team nice and calm in the locker room. Bring them out when it's all said and done. Time to play football.
And I think you'd like to participate in the national anthem because it is the national anthem. On the flip side, all the hoopla that goes on before and after the national anthem, I understand why coaches want to keep their teams away from there.
Right.
Why not run out, have the lights come on, flip the coin, and go?
Well, if it was player introductions where we're going to introduce this team's offense and this team's defense, then, yes, both teams will probably be out for the national anthem. But the simple fact that, you know, NDSU does their tunnel run, come in and, you know, jog around, do whatever, do a little chant or talk beforehand, I don't think it's necessary for the opposite team to come out because there's really no introduction for them.
Yeah, and I can't think of a team this year that came into the Fargo Dome that was out for the national anthem. There might have been one team early on because they wanted to watch the introductions to kind of show their players what this atmosphere was all about.
But it might have been Ferris.
Yeah, if it was somebody early on, Ferris State might have done that. But other than that, I can't remember a team, and I remember this, and maybe it's unfortunate, but the fans, when the other team comes out, traditionally get out the boo birds, and it usually goes Bison Tunnel Walk, National Anthem, boo. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right.
That's the way it's been done. That's a great phone call, a great observation, and maybe that's one of the travesties that's going on across the landscape right now is all the hoopla that goes into the game. We miss out on that very important national anthem. I thought it was nice NDSU honored veterans today. And I thought that was nice to have all the veterans, both from Furman and from North Dakota State, and active members that are serving our country, stand up. And I thought that was really nice and give them a round of applause. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it can be a thankless job, so it's nice that we can honor those guys when we can.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We haven't had a chance really to dig into this football game. We'll talk about some of the highlights in this football game next. We will talk about Coastal Carolina, tell you what to think about them. Plus, we've got our My Oh My moment of the game on the way. We'll do all of that when we come back. This is the Bison Rewind Show. Your Bison are moving on. They play Coastal Carolina next week. We'll set that up as we go to the quarterfinals of the FCS Championship NCAA Division I Football Championship Playoffs on the mighty 790 KFGO.
Touchdown, Marcus Williams, the All-American, and it's 30-7 Bison. My, oh my.
How about that? Number one, Marcus Williams. To the house for the seventh time in his career. That is an FCS record. Nobody has done it more than Marcus Williams. The most pick sixes in a career, seven, is the new record in FCS college football. Congratulations to number one, Marcus Williams, who goes to the house on that very play. This is the Bison Rewind Show, and it's brought to you by Essentia Health. Bison defense played really well in today's football game at times. At times they had that bend but do not break. And, Norm, the thing I think fans are going to forget in this football game is how well this defense played at certain times during the game. There were a lot of sitting on hands at times, but also North Dakota State's defense really played well against a team that had been putting up some points.
Well, as some coaches like to say, they bowed their neck when they needed to bow their neck and stay strong. And that's huge when you're able to do that. That bend and don't break mentality. It can sometimes bother fans, but if you're consistent with it and you don't break, games can turn out this way.
North Dakota State will take on Coastal Carolina next week. It'll be either a Friday 7 o'clock game or a Saturday, more than likely 11 a.m. game. Coastal Carolina goes on the road, the longest road trip in school history, as they fly across the country and they beat Montana. How about that? Beat Montana in a very frigid atmosphere, and Coastal Carolina is just minutes away from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina.
Conway, South Carolina.
Those boys do not like the cold, and they went and absolutely hammered for a lot of that football game, Montana. Montana came back in the football game, got within seven, but it was not to be, as Coastal Carolina will make another long road trip and come to North Dakota State next week. It was a great defensive effort by North Dakota State today in front of 18,455 games. And I think when we point to maybe the game-changing moment, it was also the my, oh, my moment of the game. And that's a new segment we have on the Bison Rewind Show. The my, oh, my moment of the game is brought to you by Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They offer training and treatment to athletes of all ages and abilities. Here is the my, oh, my moment of the game.
Fourth and goal inside the one. Hannon sneaking ahead to the goal line.
He did not get in.
And the officials say the Bison have stopped him. Reese Hannon is stacked up shy of pay dirt. My, oh, my.
It was a play that went to review. The review stood up. He did not get in. The football stayed on his shoulder pad the entire time. The shoulder pad came down short of, and now we are talking maybe a nail, a fingernail short of the goal line. It was close, but he did not get in. It was one of two defensive stops at the goal line for the Bison.
Yeah, it's one of those situations that coaches bite their nails, and they hate it if they miss it, and they cherish it if they get it. If he would have stopped the ball out slightly above his shoulders, he would have gotten in. But at the same time, they don't like you to dangle it.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Coach's number one fan is with us. Hi, Scott.
How's it going, guys?
Well, Bison win. It's a good day.
Well, yeah, first off, I get to give my kudos to my buddy Marcus Williams. You know, people have been down on him the last several weeks, but he finally showed that he still got what it takes to get the job done.
Yeah, he does. Made a big play.
Here's my big question for you. When it comes to Coastal Carolina, I've heard that they're a pretty big passing team. If you could make a comment on that, and what we do to stop another passing team, I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thanks, Fred.
Absolutely. You know what? Coastal Carolina is going to come out. You would think they're going to pick on one of the cornerbacks. We've seen Marcus picked on a couple of times. We've seen other corners picked on, like this game, C.J. Smith. And now the proof is in the pudding. A couple teams have gone down the middle on the Bison. A couple teams have tried to go over the top. Norm, I know when you were watching the football game, you kept waiting for that long ball that really never came. They kept setting up maybe a double move there, but it never did come.
No, you know, it was a situation where what they were doing was working for them, moving the ball in bits and pieces, chunks at a time, and I really believe that if given the opportunity in the second half, they would have tried that double move, but they came out and NDSU came out on fire, and I don't think they ever really got that opportunity to set it up again.
And so now the focus goes to Coastal Carolina out of the Big South. They are 12-2 with that win over Montana. And you know what? Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this show, but we'll also give you a preview of what we know about Coastal Carolina, what they like to do offensively, and how they stack up defensively. So let's do that. Let's take one more break. When we come back, we are getting to Coastal Carolina. We'll tell you one more time about tickets for next week. Bison win. They welcome Coastal Carolina next week in the Fargo Dome. This is the Bison Rewind Show. It's brought to you by Essentia Health on KFGO. Yeah, Bison win it 38-7. The proof in the pudding. NDSU made some big-time second-half adjustments, and the Bison win it 38-7 over Furman. They send the Paladins packing, and they welcome in next week the Chanteliers of Coastal Carolina. The Chanteliers, how about that? They are coming to the Fargo Dome next week. They resemble the Carolina Panthers a little bit.
I'd say Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville, a little teal.
Yeah.
little blue, little black, and a little bit of white. Here's what we know about the Chanteliers. They average 43 points a game, so the team can score. And while they can throw the ball, they can also run it a little bit as well.
They're a balanced team, very, very balanced. They can line up and run it or throw it.
They average 263 rushing yards a game. They average 228 passing yards a game. That adds up to an average of nearly 500 yards a game. They can get up and down the field. Here's where they're doable, though. They give up 29 points a game. They give up 203 rushing yards a game and 242 passing yards a game. So they give up about 450 rushing yards a game. So if this team can be beat, it's by beating them offensively and scoring some points. They average 43, like we said, and give up 29 points a game. They have scored 601 points this year. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, well, they're not going to come in here and score 43 points, but they could very much so give up 29. But I really think that, you know, that NDSU is probably going to face a team that's sort of similar to them offensively with the balance. I think they're going to come in, they're going to watch the tape of what Furman did, and if they have receivers capable of doing the same, I'm sure they'll try it, but they'll also implement that run.
Coastal Carolina has scored 49 rushing touchdowns. They have thrown 29 passing touchdowns. So they throw the ball into the end zone about as much as they run it into the end zone. Of course, those numbers aren't going to add up, but certainly when you're close to 30 passing touchdowns, means you're winging it towards the end zone as well. So it's a very balanced football team, and those are the kind of football teams that scare you a little bit because you don't know what they're going to come in and do because they can do them both.
Right. You're not going to find these teams like Wofford where they can't throw the ball and they're not going to throw the ball. They're just going to line up and smash you in the mouth. They can do both, so it'll be interesting probably for the first half.
It'll be a Friday or a Saturday game for North Dakota State University. Tickets go on sale at noon starting tomorrow. You can pick those up or get those at the BSA ticket office. That is open from noon to 5. You can call 231-NDSU, and you can get tickets there. You can go online to GoBison.com starting at noon tomorrow and get tickets for either the Friday or the Saturday game. We will not know until 10 o'clock tonight whether the Bison are home on Friday or if the Bison are home on Saturday. We will not know again until 10 o'clock tonight. We do know they will host Coastal Carolina, and we do know the game will more than likely either be on ESPN2 on Friday or on ESPN on Saturday late morning. Final phone call on the Bison Rewind show goes to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, I think this might help you wrap up your show, too, and just coming into the listening area, but great day for Bison, and you guys are having a great show. Can you give us all the lineups for next week or the matchups who might be playing? I'll hang up and listen.
Absolutely will do that. That was in the plans, Dave, and I appreciate that reminder on the phone call. Let's talk first about this crowd noise a little bit, officially measured at 115 decibels, not near... quite near where the Seattle Seahawks were a week ago, the world record holders for largest and loudest stadium in the world. But 115 decibels, that's up from where they thought it was at 111. So 115 officially with good gear and official gear, 115 decibels. That's pretty loud for an opposing team to come in.
That's really loud. But the thing about NDSU fans, they didn't have to try as hard as Seattle. It's not a big deal. They know what they can do. As to where Seattle's constantly trying to be better than everyone in noise.
Here's the matchups for next week, the quarterfinals in the NCAA Division I Football Championship. And we don't know which games are Friday. We don't know which game is Saturday. But we can tell you North Dakota State will be hosting Coastal Carolina. New Hampshire will be playing either Southeastern Louisiana or Sam Houston State University. That game is yet to be decided. Eastern Washington will be moving on. They will play either McNeese State or Jacksonville State. Let's get an update on that football game if we can. Let's see if we have it. We don't have that page called up, so we'll do that in just a little bit. Towson will be playing and traveling to Eastern Illinois, where Jimmy Garoppolo dropped 3 touchdowns on Tennessee State today. So NDSU against Coastal Carolina. New Hampshire against an opponent to be named. Eastern Washington against an opponent to be named. And Towson will play Eastern Illinois. That order in the bracket. North Dakota State's bracket. North Dakota State, Coastal Carolina. New Hampshire and the winner of Southeastern Louisiana and Sam Houston State. That is NDSU's bracket on the top side of the Division I football championships. Bison will play either Friday evening, which I think it's going to be, or Saturday morning, more than likely. It'll be a 7 p.m. Friday game or a 11 a.m. Saturday game here in the Fargo Dome next weekend.
I like those Saturday 11 o'clock games, Ooh. Man. Those are awesome. You get going, get the party going early, get into the game early, get home early.
You know, getting home early isn't bad from a fan standpoint. I am wondering, though, Norman, you can speak to this. Is there a difference in a player's mind of an 11 o'clock game in the morning or a 7 p.m. game at night?
Oh, the players, definitely. Unless you play for LSU or someone that just thrives at night. But players definitely like earlier games because it's fresh in your mind. You've waited all week for this day, and now you have to sit around till 7 o'clock to wait to play. You want to get it going right away. You're probably freshest at 11 o'clock in the morning. You want to get it going right away.
And so does that then say you have, well, both ways. Let's start with the 11 a.m. game. Say you have that sort of a game. Does that favor the home team? Because the visiting team would have that short turnaround. You would assume they'd still fly in Friday night, get the walkthrough Friday night, but then have a short turnaround with a little bit of jet lag, especially coming from the East Coast, coming this way. Might have a little bit of jet lag for an 11 a.m. game where that would kind of be worn away, but yet they'd sit around all day and not have some normal things to do like some of the Bison football players would have. The home team really favored in both of those situations as far as playing with times.
Well, yeah, but coaches typically, if they know they're playing an 11 o'clock game, they'll fly out bright and early Friday morning and get to the venue as early as they can to get that walkthrough in and to get their guys off their feet and get adjusted because – They are coming from an Eastern time zone, so I don't think it'll be as bad. It'll be 12 o'clock where they're from, so it's not as bad.
A couple of final scores to pass along. Jacksonville State, not a final, I guess, in the second quarter. Jacksonville State leads McNeese State 14-0. That winner gets Eastern Washington, who has now wrapped up their game against South Dakota State. Eastern Washington wins 41-17. The other game, Southeastern Louisiana and Sam Houston State, are 4 minutes away from kickoff. That winner gets New Hampshire. Again, it's the Bison and Coastal Carolina next week, and we will have it for you later on today. We'll know whether it's a Friday or a Saturday kickoff. Regardless, KFGO, that's their one spot. You will be guaranteed to find the football game no matter what. Bison win 38-7. NDSU moving on in the playoffs. This is the mighty 790 KFG 12-0.
The North.